Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday in the park, and boy, are we ready to rise. It's an early one out here in Los Angeles, and I know it's pretty early in Pittsburgh, too. But it's the Eternal Bum Podcast, hosted by yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. My brothers are in Pittsburgh, Ralph Williams, Joe Kuklis, 347-205-9631. We'll get you to the front of the line. Anything after that, catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast Platforms, wherever we subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, you first, Ralph. How are you? How can people get a hold of you? And then you can give it to your brother.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Good morning to everyone here at the External Bum Podcast. I just want to let you know RW Media here is brought to you in part by Amped Up Sports and Sideline Sports, as well as Mancini Media for the show The External Bum. I want to tell you, you can get a hold of me by RalphWilliams737@gmail.com, Facebook, Twitter, and also on LinkedIn as well. And you can catch all of the archived versions of all my shows on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, including the new radio show, which is also being uploaded onto my Facebook or my YouTube channel as well. So I just want to let everyone know about all that. And don't forget about Thursday night here on Block Talk Radio, myself, Mark Mancini, Smoking Jim Frazier, and the Wrestle Talk program as well. Also, we're here at the First Line Consulting Services Studios. Call 1-877-926-6982. For all of your website needs, if you need a new website or your business or personal, or even if you're in some kind of a nonprofit or whatever, call First Line Consulting Services today at 1-877-926-6982. And they will put up a website for you, charge you a low monthly rate. They have all different types of plans. Call them today when you get a chance. The number again, 1-877-926-6982. Also, I want to talk to another sponsor of the show, Hillcrest Farm and Beef in Richmond, Ohio. Call 740-346-5442 or 740-632-2894. They have an email at hillcrestfarmsohio@gmail.com, and check out their website, www.hillcrestfarmsohio.com, and they're also on Facebook. The reason I say to go to their website, they are now shipping. Hillcrest Farm has some hay grain beef. They have some of the best beef you can buy. They have a variety box at $195, 4 pounds of burgers, 10 pounds of ground beef, 2 packs of filet mignon, 2 roasts, and 10 steaks, which means you can have steaks and you can have a roast on Sunday for your 4th of July weekend. Also, they have the roast box, $200. You get 7 roasts. Boy, what a lot of Sunday dinners that'll bring. 30 pounds of ground beef for $200. Ground beef box, $95, my favorite. 20 pounds of ground beef. You can use them for burgers, sloppy joe, meat sauce, and spaghetti. Whatever you need to use it for, Hillcrest Farm has it. They're in Richmond, Ohio, 45 minutes from Pittsburgh, up the hill from Steubenville, Ohio. How about going across that really beautiful-looking suspension bridge from West Virginia over to Ohio? It's a beautiful bridge. Take a ride there. Take the kids out. Check it out. Talk to Caitlin and Taylor while you're out there as well. And then one of our last sponsors here, and Joe will bring up the final one, But anyway, call DJ Fun today, 412-545-4317. DJ Fun is a party, wedding, and special event DJ. Look, all these other DJs out here, they say they're good, but they've only been in the business 6 months, and then you have to go to the bank and take out a loan and literally dig into your pocket and ask, how would you like to not have to dig in your pocket and only feel your leg, okay? Call DJ Fun today, and you will not have to do that for graduation parties, any kind of birthday parties, summer picnics, outdoor activities. Give him a call today, 412-545-4317. And don't forget about our Sports Corner radio show every Tuesday night from 5 to 6 p.m. on Beaver County Radio, FM 95.7, 99.3, 1230 a.m. and 1460 a.m., WBVP and WMBA. Also, and also live on her Facebook page and on her YouTube channel. Joe.
Thank you, Ralph. Everyone, if you love professional drafts, you know, whether it's the NFL, NBA, NHL, or the Major League Baseball draft is coming up here in about 10 days, feel free to visit draft412.com. That's my site, and we talk exclusively draft talk and things that are related to drafts, like salary cap and free agency, like today in the NHL, yesterday in the NBA. You'll find a lot of stuff there, and most of it focuses on Pittsburgh, but some of it is national, so hope you enjoy it.
Well, there's a lot to talk about, guys, and Ralph, I'll let you have the first topic, and we'll spin it over to Joe and myself, and then we'll get Joe's topic, my topic, and wrap it up with your top 10.
Okay. We could talk a little bit of baseball today, a little bit of football, too. Those of you who are not aware, today the Maulers, the Pittsburgh Maulers of the USFL, are playing at Canton, Ohio today against the number one offense versus the number one defense. They are playing the Birmingham Stallions. Alex Magoo is a great quarterback for Birmingham. The Maulers are going to have to really shut down Alex Magoo, or else they're going to get blown out like the other teams that Birmingham has blown out at some point or another here as well. So, I wanted to talk about the NHL draft a little bit. I'll let Joe handle that. And a little bit of baseball. Pirates won 8-7 last night, as you well know. And, so they came from behind once again, and they've been doing that lately. And I think it's because they're inspired by their new players that they brought up, the number one draft picks, Henry Davis, Rodriguez. So we're going to see where the Pirates go from here. I hope that after the All-Star break that they do not, and I repeat, do not flop like they have in the past. And I want to throw out a hockey bum, Kasperian Kaspersen. Those of you who don't remember him, he was with the Pens. He did absolutely zero when he was here. He was hurt all the time. And I think he's a bum. So you guys can come up with a couple bums as we go along. Also, 347-205-9631 is a number to call to listen to the show and get involved with your comments as well. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, well, thanks, Ralph. And I appreciate the throw over for the NHL draft. This week has been chock full of NHL news, as we all know. Connor Bedard, the next quote-unquote generational talent coming to the league, was drafted first overall by the Chicago Blackhawks, and then they got a steal later on in the first round by nabbing U.S. center Oliver Moore, the fastest player in the draft. They're going down the middle, 1-2 with those guys in the future. The Hawks are on their way back, and I think Blackhawk fans and Chicago fans are going to be really happy with their first round this past season. So looking forward to talking about that and some other things, and I'll throw it over to Mark.
Yeah, you bring up some interesting points. I can't wait to get into the Pirates, the walk-off four in a row, two in a row, with them City Connects that are just simply styling. Ralph brought up the Maulers and the NHL draft. We got the Major League Baseball draft next week when we do our show, so that's going to be an interesting one, too. Wow, a lot of good things going on in Pittsburgh. Second number one pick in 3 years. Ralph, take it away.
Yeah, the Pens drafted Brandon Jaeger. He's a center. I was quite surprised at this pick. I actually thought the Pens were going to look for a whole bunch of defensemen and maybe a goalie or something. But it turns out this is who they drafted. I'm interested to see how he fits into the system with, we have Malkin and we have Crosby and everybody else. I'd like to see how this is going to work out for the Pens. Pirates, on the other hand, I'm happy to hear that they have a small winning streak going. What the Pirates have to continue to do is win these games. And what's happening now is I think the Pirates got a little frustrated because of some of the stuff that's been going on. I read some articles this week, and they weren't too pleasing in regards to Key Brian Hayes. He's hurt too much. He doesn't bat very well. And, he strikes out a lot. And but at times when we need a hit, he's there for us. I know he was signed for his defense, and I know Bob Nutting was trying to make a difference, trying to do something to get the fan base off his back about signing players. And he went and he signed Key Brian Hayes, Brian Reynolds. Reynolds is hurt too, but I think he's going to be coming back soon. And we're also going to be getting back O'Neill Cruz. Looks like he's starting to get rolling with his rehab. And, so Velasquez, he's out for the rest of the year. So this, and then G-Man Choi is doing his rehab now in AAA. So Leo Haggerty from Amped Up Sports told me in the Tampa area that we're going to have a special treat when G-Man Choi comes back because this is one heck of a baseball player. Thing is, though, you can't help the club when you're in the tub. Right, Joe?
Yeah, I'll take those in reverse order. The Pirates have gone through a really bad run. This team isn't that good. They're still young. They're learning on the job. And as you mentioned, Ralph, some of our biggest names, if you're a Pirates fan, names like Hayes and names like Reynolds are on injured list. And that's just the reality of it. This team is still a couple of years away from being a real contender. I do applaud their fight this year to try to stay in the race and continue to be part of this. But I think at the end of the day, as we close in on the trading deadline, the Pirates are going to be sellers. There might be some scraps from other heaps that they can pull off of for future years. But I'm just not sure this team is going to end up at 500. I know that a lot of folks still think that's possible. I have never been one of them that have thought that they would get there. I do applaud their fight though, and their style. I mean, they never go away. Just take a look at the last couple of nights and what they've done to fight and scrape to stay in those games. On the NHL front, Ralph, you mentioned a few things off the top. Braden Jaeger was the Penguins' number one pick overall. 14 in the first round for those keeping score at home. And frankly, that's exactly where he was pinned to go. I've seen him go as high as 10 in drafts. I've seen him go as low as 23 in some mock drafts. And 14 was right around tap dead center for the guy. So from my perspective, you get a big center that has some wheels, is a good skater, is an accurate shot. Clearly is going to spend at least 2 or 3 years in the minors. I don't think he's going to be part of a Crosby or Malkin era on this team. I think they'll be at the very far end of their careers or off the team by the time he steps on NHL ice in a serious way to play. He'll play the next couple of years in the WHL and, hone his skills, and then from there we'll see what happens. But, I think the reason they stayed away from defense was because this was a really thin defensive draft. The depth was right down the middle at center, and that's what they got. They went after Jaeger for that. There were a couple of wings that were available when they were up to draft, including Matthew Wood from UConn and Gabriel Perreault from the U.S. team. Both of those went after they passed. Wood went literally to pick the Nashville after the Penguins. He would have been a big sort of power forward in this kind of era winger. Maybe it could have been up for a Malkin and Crosby era stuff. Perreault, I think, is still a few years away. Even though he was a point-per-game guy this past season, he's got to improve some skating skills, but he slipped by us and went to the Rangers, and he's the kind of player that the Penguin fans in this town are going to hate to see play against us for years to come. He's just like his dad. He's scrappy, wins face-offs. He's going to put the puck in the net. He plays 200 feet game, both in the offensive and defensive zones. He scores ugly. He can score pretty. He can make plays. But we went a different way, and I think that that's a Kyle Dubas way. I think that Jaeger is exactly the kind of guy that Dubas likes, and that's why, you know, he joined the team. And, you know, we'll see what they do in today in free agency. And as far as a goaltender, it's rare that goaltenders go in the first round these years. The last few years, they're kind of like running backs, a forgotten position in the NFL draft where you get one, maybe two in a year that go in the first round in the NFL. Same thing with goalies in the NHL. But usually it's because by the time they're ready to play and be developed, you're looking at a 4 or 5 year window, and a lot of GMs don't plan on being there that long. It's not the lifespan that they're given in the NHL these days. And so, you know, even though, you know, that we had one go in the first round, that was something the Penguins were, you know, going to look away from. And I think they're going to address that today in free agency, whether it's with the re-signing of Tristan Jarry at a team-friendly deal or finding a couple of guys that they can kind of plug and play with that will be a goaltenders by committee. I don't see them reaching for a Connor Hellebuyck or a John Gibson, even though I think fans would love to see that here. I think that they're cost prohibitive and they have too many holes to fill. I'd love to see that happen, I think they're more likely to make a trade for a defenseman like a Noah Hanifin from Calgary. They're going to have to give up a lot to get him, but, you know, he's someone they can pair right away with Letang. And, you know, if they can bring Dumo back on as a 2-3, pairing on the defense, you know, move him down to that 5-6 role or 3-4 role, because he's been fading the last couple of years. He'll do better there with less ice time. He doesn't have the same kind of defensive needs that I'll have to have with a Letang, and Hanifin can keep up with Letang at this point. So I think that's where they go. I don't know, Mark, if you've got you agree or disagree on any of those sentiments. Well, I'll kick it over to you.
Yeah, I kind of – I'm going to throw my hat in on the Pirates. I think they still make the playoffs. I know a lot of people are looking at it, and I've heard, you know, what you've brought up and people's sentiment on it, that they could be a couple years away. But, you know, the injury bug has really suffered with them in Pittsburgh this year. The Choys, the Hayes, the Reynolds, the Cruises. I mean, to be only like 300 is pretty remarkable. So I think that's the big thing there. But I think this team can battle. It kind of reminds me of the National League East in the heyday when it was Montreal and Philly and the Pirates and teams battling it down the stretch. There's three, you know, months to go in the season, and we'll find out. But, you know, they're within striking distance. I think the biggest thing that people don't really look at is you want to be right around that 500 mark. And because, you know, even if you go on a winning streak and you're 8-9 games below 500, it's tough to get over that mark. So, you know, the homestand's been pretty pivotal for them. Four in a row. If they can take these two, they go on a 7-game road trip. Four in L.A., three in Arizona, you know, and then we get an all-star break. And then if you look at it the rest of the way, guys, they come back and they'll get San Francisco and Cleveland and then hit the road again, Anaheim and San Diego. So I think this is the month where you really circle the wagons. If you can get, you know, an O'Neill Cruz close to coming back and some of these other guys, you know, what's to say? The one problem is there's always a problem team in the division. They can't seem to beat the Cubs. They're 0-6. So thank God they don't have to play them quite a few times. But if somebody can knock off the Cubs, they can handle their own with the Brewers and the Cardinals and the Reds. You know, if you look back earlier in the year, guys, they swept the 4-game series with the Reds in Pittsburgh. As far as the Penguins, you know, they got to do something. They picked up the Riley Smith. If they can solidify the goaltending, whether it's getting the kid out of Winnipeg or Anaheim or something, you need that. You can't go into this year with these injury guys and guys that you can't count on. And like Ralph said, you know, if you're in the tub, you're not helping the club. Ralph?
Yeah, we have 178 listeners this morning, and that's great for a Saturday morning show, early morning. That's super duper, and it gets higher and higher every week. You know, the momentum of this show and several other shows here on Block Talk Radio for, you know, Mancini Media. I agree with you, Mark, on the Pirates. I've said this many times. They have to have some consistency here. They can't afford to continue to lose a whole bunch of games and then win one. They have to start being a little more consistent, which has been their problem for many years. now I'm hearing, I was checking out some tweets this morning. Some people tweeted me saying they think Andy Haynes, the hitting instructor, should be fired. I said, well, I don't know what they can do. They had the Eckstein brothers here. They couldn't do anything. And now everybody wants Andy Haynes out the door. So we'll find out what happens with the Pirates as we go for the rest of the season, Mark. We'll see where they end up going. Also, you know, I want to talk a little bit about the Maulers because I called this. Nobody believed me. Everybody laughed at me. And I said the Maulers this year were going to do pretty decent with Ray Horton. I didn't expect them to go to the championship, but at least I thought they are better than they were last year. And now they're in the championship game against Birmingham. And it's going to be a slugfest. It's going to be the number one offense versus the number one defense. Birmingham blew out New Orleans last week. They scored over 40 points. So Birmingham, they have to shut down Alex Magoo. If they don't do that, they're going to have big problems. The Maulers are today. The game is at 8 p.m. tonight on NBC, and it's going to be an interesting game to see what happens tonight with the Maulers, and because at least the Maulers are in some kind of a championship. We haven't had one for a while in Pittsburgh. It would be nice if they did win today. I hope they do. I think it's going to be a dogfight, so we're going to find out what happens today with this as well. As far as the Penguins go, Joe, I do agree with you that they have a lot of glaring holes. Cal Dubas, I believe, is going to be the guy that's going to fix this, fill in these holes a little bit. I know that their salary cap struck, you know, right in the butt, and they're going to have to really step up, try to find out what they're going to do here to fix this team. They have goaltending problems, their lower lines, the fourth line, and all that. Them guys have been laying an egg. Special teams has been bad, so there's a lot of glaring problems with the Penguins. Mediocre Mike Sullivan's got to get his head out of his butt and start getting with the times here a little bit, and you know, fix some things up on his offensive schemes. I don't know why he doesn't choose to do this. He's, you know, he's sort of like a mediocre Mike Tomlin. You know, he don't want to change anything. He don't want to get with the situation. So we're going to find out what he does and what the Penguins do as well. And guys, I tell you what, we have a nice big buffet full of sports to talk about this morning here, folks. And call your friend, call your cousin, call somebody. Get them here every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. for the External Bum. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, Ralph, and I think that you teed it up. I mean, you're right. Dubas does. He's got $15 million to play with. If he's able to move a Granlund or a Petrie and get them off the payroll, that would open up some additional room under the cap. I think this class of free agents that the NHL has, you know, are the kind of guys that are going to be depth players in many instances. And we've seen some trades. I'm not sure what we're going to see. We saw zero trades on draft day. I mean, no first rounds moved. It was literally chalk. It was the first time that had happened, I think, since 2007 or something like that. It was ridiculous. No one traded up or down or for a first round draft pick. And some of those teams, like St. Louis, had three picks, and they made all three of them. And I don't think anybody saw that coming. But I think with the Penguins, you know, Ralph, to your point, I think that, you know, maybe there's a couple of guys out there that will help them with depth that on the third or fourth line that will contribute to the scoring line this year, unlike last year. Jeff Carter really took more than a step back, maybe two or three steps back, and is at the end of his career. But I think with the addition of Riley Smith, as we talked about, and if they can sign a guy like Miles Wood, you know, there's another depth piece for them. If they do trade for a Noah Hanifin, or if they do bring in, you know, a guy that can play defense, I think they can walk away from today and tomorrow happy, as long as they get a goaltender. They've got to take, that's the biggest question mark out there. And I don't know if they're going to trade for a big name. I think this might end up being, you know, a series of, you know, goaltenders by committee here, whether Jari sticks it out, which I think is more than likely going to happen. I might be completely wrong on that. Maybe someone offers him more than the Penguins will. But there's plenty of guys who look exactly like Tristan Jari out there that are going to be above average goaltenders that might be better playing in a goaltender by committee situation, maybe like a Freddie Anderson, very familiar with Kyle Dubas and during both their times in Toronto. I've heard the Ullmark rumor. I don't think there's any truth to it at all. I know that Boston is kind of stuck They've got Swayman and Ullmark, but trading a Vezina winning goaltender, and look, they've got problems too. They've got problems with re-signing guys. They got guys that are retiring. They've got, you know, all sorts of cap issues up there. And this was the year for them to win the cup, and they blew it in the first round of the Panthers. And you know, now they're staring down the barrel of making some hard decisions. And if they want to sign a guy like Bertuzzi, or you fix some of the other woes, maybe they do have to move on from an Ullmark. Yes, the Penguins should be interested in that, but again, I don't think that they've got the cap room to make it happen, or frankly, the draft capital / prospects to make it happen. So we'll see. I hope I'm wrong, and we get one of these high name, you know, high profile goaltenders. But I think more than likely we're going to get Jari back with someone else to play second fiddle to him. Mark?
Yeah, I think you brought it down great. And as this show winds down, man, boy, you blink an eye, it goes by quick. It's simply amazing. Ralph, give your top 10 real quick before we wrap this up and get ready for a big July 4th weekend, my friend.
Okay, here we are, top 10 NHL players of all time by the Bleacher Report. Number 10, Sidney Crosby. Number 9, Bobby Hall. Number 8, Guy Loeffler. Number 7, Mark Messier. Number 6, Maurice Richer. Gene Beliveau. Number 5, Maurice Richer. Number 4, Mario Lemieux. Number 3, Bobby Orr. Number 2, Wayne Gretzky. And number 1, Gordie Howe. What do you guys think of that?
That's a nice one, man. Joe?
I think they're all out of order. I don't think there's any list that doesn't have Wayne Gretzky as the best player in NHL history. The guy is who he is. And I think the list is wrong if Mario Lemieux isn't number 2. And I say that, obviously, I'm a Mario Lemieux fan, but I'm also respectful to Gordie Howe's legacy and what he was able to accomplish, not only in longevity, but in production. The guy was great. I like Bobby Orr at 4, if I were going to pick a few of those. And then you mentioned, guys like Guy Lafleur and Maurice Rocket Richard. It's hard to argue against those guys. They were way before my time. I saw the tail end of Guy Lafleur's career. And so I only had, a nostalgic view of those guys. It's really hard to judge these guys generationally when it comes to it. I do like the fact they snuck Sidney Crosby on that list at 10. I might have had him a little higher. I might have considered a Connor McDavid. I think there's a couple of other guys that are out there that might have due consideration. But the list isn't bad. I just think it's out of order. But, hey, you know what? It's not my list.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you, we'll have to get back to that list next week because I want to add some stuff to it, too. So keep it on the sidelines there. Ralph, as we lay that show down, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, my friend.
First of all, I want to thank the 234 people who listened in this morning for this show. What a great 30 minutes we had today, and we have every single Saturday here on at 9:30 here on Blog Talk Radio. Also, you can get a hold of me by RalphWilliams737@gmail.com, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and also I have a YouTube channel, and you can watch a lot of my archive versions of my shows. The way I see it, Ralph Williams one-on-one. My last Ralph Williams one-on-one, I interviewed NFL running back Mel Farr Jr. You can check that out also. And don't forget Amped Up Sports, Sideline Sports. You can check my stuff out as well. Beaver County Radio, we're on Thursday this week because of the 4th of July holiday, 5 to 6 p.m., Beaver County Radio, Sports Corner, myself, Smoke, and Jim Frazier. Speaking of Joe Kuglis, he will be on our show Thursday to talk about the NHL draft, representing Draft 412.
Joe, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, I'm pretty simple. Just go to draft412.com. You can find us there. Also, you can find me at JoeDraft412 on Twitter. And if you want to get a hold of me, just email me. Amazing, if you can imagine this, Joe@draft412.com. Thanks again, Ralph, for having me, and thanks, Mark, for hosting.
You're welcome,
well,
Joe.
Well, it's a pleasure, my friends. And as we wrap it up, I want to say thanks to the guys in Pittsburgh. We missed Avi in South Florida today. Yours truly, Mark Mancini.
Oh, by the way, Mark,
real
quick, I forgot to wish everybody a happy Bobby Bonilla Day. Excuse me for saying a happy Independence Day.
Exactly. That's a good one. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. We'll talk to you next Saturday, same time across these airwaves. Thanks for tuning in and making us a part of your Saturday mornings.